Today on Vox Talks Economics, how fake news shapes the business cycle. Welcome to Vox Talks Economics from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. My name is Tim Phillips. Every week we bring you the best new research in economics. So remember, subscribe, follow us on Instagram as well. The epidemic of fake news that we're seeing at the moment, well, it threatens to interfere with our elections and it's upending our social structures. Does it threaten economic stability as well? Fabrice Collard of the Toulouse School of Economics is one of the authors of a new CEPR discussion paper that makes the argument that yes, it does, and in a big way. He joins me now. Fabrice, welcome to Vox Talks Economics.
Thank you. Hello, team.
You're asking in this paper whether fake news affects the economy. What part of the economy are you looking at?
We have a big picture type of approach, and we are interested in the overall economy, the macroeconomic level, meaning that we want to talk about the main aggregates like aggregate consumption, aggregate investment, unemployment, inflation. Mm-hmm. So we will refrain from a sectoral analysis or talking about the effect of fake news at the plant level or on the financial market. This type of study has already been investigated by some other people.
And I understand how fake news, for example, might affect a share price for a few hours very often. That's exactly what it's intended to do. But how might it have a larger or a longer economic effect, which is the sort of thing you're looking out for?
Well, in theory, fake news shouldn't affect the economy. If you think of a standard mainstream macroeconomic model, most agents are assumed to be rational, meaning that they make the best use of information that they receive. And in a sense, they know the type of distribution of shocks that they face. And because they are rational, they should be able to discern the truth from the fake. In such setting, what would happen is that, imagine that you issue a fake news, the agent should be able to understand that actually this news is fake. In the standard theory, we shouldn't find any effect. Mm-hmm. The mere fact that we find that it exerts an effect points to the existence of either some form of bounded rationality, so agents do not really use in the best way the information that they receive, potentially some form of cognitive inabilities, they are unable to distill the truth, or they are facing some information friction, and this information friction imply that the agents are not able to disentangle the truth from the fake, okay? And this is why it can have an effect. Now, the question remains is, why can fake news affect the aggregate economy, and on top of that, for a long time? Because as you said, it's really easy to understand that a fake news today can have an effect on the price of a share for a few hours, and then it should vanish because everybody understands that it was fake. Well, actually, not everybody understands that the news is fake. That's the first point. Second, I mean, think of a firm that has to decide to invest in a new technology or in a new worker, for example. And how do you take this decision to invest? Well, basically, you compare the cost of doing so to the future benefit that this investment will generate. Mm-hmm. What is important here is the future. Future benefits. This means that I have to form some form of expectations about what will happen in the future with this investment. But now if there are fake news, if some people believe in them, some people do not believe in them, what it means is that, first of all, there will be disagreement between agents. Not everybody will agree that the news is true. Meaning what? That creates some confusion. One thing that firms do not like is confusion. Mm-hmm. So they may refrain from investing. A second thing that fake news do is they introduce some doubt in the economic environment. People really are unsure about what is happening around. So that increases the uncertainty that they face when they have to take their decisions. And people do not like uncertainty. On top of that, some of these fake news cannot be assigned a probability of being true or not, which create ambiguity. And people are ambiguity averse. I mean, there are lots of studies that report this form of behavior, meaning that at the end of the day, it's way more difficult to form these expectations because the world is more uncertain. And because of that, you will refrain from investing. You will refrain from hiring people. So now that's for one firm. The next step is that firms tend to invest if they think that they're going to generate these benefits. But these benefits, to a large extent, depend on what they think the demand will be. So there is a kind of beauty contest here. I have to predict what the others will predict. But remember, I'm more uncertain about the world. So I will not invest, but my neighbors, they're going to observe me. And for exactly the same reason, they may also refrain from investing. Because of these positive spillovers and this complementarity in the decisions, at the end of the day, you can have an effect that will be sizable.
But to investigate that effect, the first thing you have to do is to work out what fake news is. And people don't tend to agree on which news is fake at the moment. Where do you find a statistic that isn't subjective?
Here, we make use of fact checkers.
Mm-hmm.
More particularly, we are using PolitiFact. And so they are the recipient of a Pulitzer Prize for their work on fact-checking. This website has a very, very strict protocol to check that the news is indeed true or not. Whenever there is a news and they are not sure that the news is true, there is an editor who becomes in charge and sends the news to a reporter. And the reporter carries on a very thorough investigation of the news. Then he goes back to the editor, discuss the results of the investigation. Then they have another step with two other editors in order to assess whether the news can be considered to be true or to be fake. And at the end, they decide whether this is true or fake. You may think, oh, this is a subjective judgment. But no, actually, because they confront the news to facts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really what is important here. So we know whether the news is true, mostly true, half true, mostly false, half false, or totally crazy. And we are making use of this information that we can collect from this website. So we are leaving it to professionals to decide which one are true and which one are false.
At the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, some cable news hosts spread fake news about the effectiveness of vaccines. Listen again to Matteo Pina describe the dramatic impact this had on vaccination rates in our episode, How Fox News Inspired Vaccine Hesitancy, from April 2022.
So in your research, using this statistic from the PolitiFact data, what type of news are you interested in? What period are you researching?
PolitiFact data are available after 2007. So our period is restricted to 2007-2023 period. So PolitiFact collects a lot of news, essentially all news that you can think of. So it can be about a star, it can be about Donald Trump, Joe Biden, but also economic news. So the thing here is that if you are to use all the news together, you will not get that much information. Why? Because it's a mix between a lot of various phenomena. Some of them have absolutely no impact whatsoever on the economic decisions. Some may affect them, but in very contrasting ways. Okay, so first, we got rid of all the news pertaining to stars, obviously, or to the political cycle. We are not at all interested in news that pertain to politics. That's an important thing. We restrict ourselves to news that have to do with economics. So something about like the government, the tax system, government spending, technological development, the state of the labor market, financial and market regulations, news about this type of phenomena. If we collect all of them, we don't find anything either. And why is that so? Because again, it goes all over the place. We had to make a choice. And the choice that we made was to stick, in a sense, to the theory. In the standard macro theory, one shock which is extremely important is the technology shock.
Uh-huh.
There is a lot of work in the real business cycle literature that insists on the fact that technology shocks, so shocks to the productivity of a production system, are really important drivers of the business cycle. We isolated in all these news, those that pertain to technological development. And these are really the news that we are focusing on in this research.
What economic data are you using to compare it with?
Remember, my main argument why a news can have an impact, it went through uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the main channel was uncertainty. So the primary variable that we use is macroeconomic uncertainty. And there is a very important paper by Jurado, Neg, and Ludvigsson, in which they measure the uncertainty that agents face when they have to provide forecast about the economic development, in the future economic development. So that's the main variable through which this fake news should have an effect. Then we look at standard macroeconomic aggregates. And so in our baseline model, we add to this uncertainty measure the unemployment rate, industrial production, and a measure of a business cycle that was obtained using some models that are called factor models by McCracken and Neg at the Fed in the US.
So for these core economic indicators, what is the impact of that technology fake news?
The effect is quite sizable, and we were really surprised by that. In fact, what we find is that once extra fake news is released, then we see unemployment rising, and actually it can gain up to 0.5 percentage points, which is quite important.
Mm-hmm.
And industrial production plunges by 1% after a quarter, which is obviously sizable. This is not a small number. And these effects persist for quite some time. Eventually, they vanish. They totally disappear. But even after 2 years, you can still see that this fake news left a trace on the unemployment rate and in industrial production. So these are not small effects. And they explain a sizable fraction of the overall business cycle volatility.
So as you say, when you have a one standard deviation shock to the amount of fake news, it leads to these big economic effects. But are you sure that it's fake news that's causing this? There are so many influences on these economic statistics.
To answer your question, I have to do two things. Okay, so the first one, let's make sure that this is not just the byproduct of a divine coincidence. One way to do that is that obviously PolitiFact fact-checked a lot of news. So some of them are found to be true. So what happens if we use this true news instead of our fake news? Then we find nothing.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Second of all, still, you may not be convinced. So let me do the following exercise. Fake news, they are released at particular dates. Let me shuffle everything. So I take a news that was released in December 21 and I put it in November 2008, for example. And I reshuffle this thing randomly. What do I find? Absolutely nothing. This type of series doesn't bring any information whatsoever about the role of news on the economy. So that's reassuring that there is an effect coming from fake news. Okay? But we also need to make sure that we are not confounding fake news with other type of shocks. So for example, it may well be the case that technology news are more likely to happen if there are some new technological development. For example, Apple releases a new iPhone, suddenly there is an upsurge in the number of fake news about the iPhone. This exogeneity is really critical in order to get this causal effect. We do a lot of statistical testing in order to make sure that this fake news variable is indeed exogenous, in particular with respect to development in the total factor productivity, be it in the level of the total factor productivity or in the variability of this total factor productivity. We also make sure that fake news issuance is not related to the political cycle, because before election, we may have a lot of fake news and there is absolutely no link. And lastly, we are making sure that this fake news cannot be explained by the variables that we are trying to explain, like unemployment, industrial production. So we are really careful to make sure that fake news issuance is exogenous, which implies that we really have the dynamic causal relationship going from fake news, which is exogenous, towards the endogenous variables in the system.
Those core economic indicators are incredibly important. You looked at other parts of the economy as well. Is fake news having an effect on other economic variables?
It depresses consumption. most likely for the same reasons as for the firms who decide not to invest. It depresses the labor market. We find a drop in the new hirings, a drop in hours worked that goes together with a drop in industrial production. I mean, I have to cut on the to cut hours. It has a negative effect on stock markets, but this is expected. This is also something that we mentioned really early on in this conversation. Interestingly, it has an effect on inflation and inflation expectations. So the agents change their expectation in the face of fake news. That's actually extremely important for the central bank, for example, because one of the jobs of a central bank is to anchor the expectations and make sure that they are able to actually control how people think about inflation. Fake news issuance can complicate the job of a central banker. Surprisingly enough, it has almost no effect on consumer confidence.
Yeah.
And this is something that surprised us in the first place. And this is really important because there are some work that try to identify shocks to optimism and pessimism using confidence. And it may well be the case that consumer confidence is not really related to this type of event.
So far, we have been talking about technology fake news. You had some other fake news that you investigated, other types of fake news that you investigated. Do they have an effect?
Yes, and that's kind of interesting, actually. This PolitiFact website, I mean, gives us access to fake news pertaining to the tax system or to the labor market or the government, financial regulation, market regulation, all these type of economic themes. And what we found was that the effect of fake news pertaining to phenomena that relates to the supply side of the economy have very similar effects.
Uh-huh.
When we consider the tax system, or when we consider fake news related to the price of gas in the economy, then we find very, very similar effects. And these effects are really informative. For the person who are more technically versed, these instruments are actually not weak instruments. But as soon as we consider fake news pertaining to the government, pertaining to the labor market, or to regulation, we don't find any effect. And here, maybe a word of caution is in order. We cannot claim that this type of fake news have no effect on the economy. But what it means is that if they have an effect, that will not go through higher uncertainty. The mechanism has to be found somewhere else. So probably in more longer run phenomena, but it's not the business cycle uncertainty, clearly.
So put all of this together for me, Fabrice. How much of an impact on economic volatility can be explained by a certain amount of fake news?
We have to be a little bit cautious. Let me give you the result and then I will discuss it. So we find that these fake news shocks can account for up to 88% of the macroeconomic uncertainty that agents face. That's really a lot. They explain up to one third of the overall volatility of unemployment after 1 year, and close to 50% of the volatility of industrial production. But here is the catch. Our model doesn't include a lot of variables, meaning that we don't have that many shocks. Meaning that if we were to extend the number of variables, I would expect that these numbers will drop. What I want you to take from that is that fake news account for a sizable fraction of the uncertainty and of the volatility. I don't want you to take at face value the numbers that we provide. Only the fact that, yeah, they really matter. And this is really something that should be taken seriously.
So the size of this effect, as you say, it should be taken seriously. It's much larger than I thought it would be. Is it much larger than you thought it would be as well?
Oh, clearly, yes.
Yeah.
Clearly, yes. But the thing is that, think of a theory that I was laying down at the beginning. There are some amplification forces in the economy that could propagate and amplify the effects of such fake news. And again, remember, we are really focusing on one particular type of fake news that pertain to technology. And when we talk about technology, we are talking about productivity, and productivity is one of the main drivers of a business cycle. So it's probably really due to the fact that we are focusing on that type of fake news.
What is it about fake news that is causing this to happen?
That's really the uncertainty surrounding fake news. The fact that suddenly you are making the environment totally blurry for agents. And the average agent in the economy doesn't like risk, doesn't like ambiguity. And fake news bring about exactly both phenomena. I mean, if suddenly the environment is riskier, but it's worse than that. It becomes uncertain because it's really difficult to assign a probability to the fact that a news is fake or is true. So agents tend to be really cautious because of that. A second effect of fake news is that they propagate over time and they propagate in the population. Mm-hmm. And remember, these are not any type of fake news. We are talking about fake news about the technological development. So we are talking about productivity, and productivity is really key. Because when we are talking about productivity, we are talking about wages. We are talking about real returns. So things that at the margin are extremely important for economic decisions. If suddenly I make all these returns totally uncertain, I mean, people are freaking out. And if you're risk averse or ambiguity averse, you really want to act cautiously. So for example, imagine a household who wants to buy a house, and suddenly I'm telling you that the productivity may drop in the following years. This is totally fake, but I'm giving you this news, then you don't want to take the risk because maybe you're going to be fired and you don't want to invest. That's the same for firms.
I'm a journalist, and you soon learn that people pay far more attention to your bad news stories than to your good news stories. That's real news, I hope. For fake news, is bad fake news more impactful than good fake news?
Yes, and it's easy to understand.
Yeah.
So imagine that Elon Musk announces that they discover a new mine of lithium to build batteries, and that's going to make the electric car cheaper. That's a good news, but it's totally fake. So the fake aspect of it, the world is more uncertain. So I want to be more cautious. Yeah, but this is compensated by the fact that this is really a good news. So there may be some people that will trust that. And because of that, these two effects, they can compensate each other to some extent. Now imagine that I'm telling you, well, you know, all these Apple iPhones, they burn your brain because of the 5G. And that's going to be bad for productivity. That goes exactly in the same direction. It's a bad news for productivity, and the world is more uncertain. So clearly, bad or negative news actually have a bigger effect than positive news. On top of that, what is interesting is that if we separate bad from good news, then what happens is that now confidence starts to be affected. Good news do not affect confidence, but bad news affect confidence quite a big time. Confidence drops significantly.
And just to be clear, we're not suggesting that Elon Musk is putting out fake news about lithium.
No. I'm just giving an example. This is one of the news that is reported on this website.
Yes, that you see very regularly. Well, what can policymakers do about it? Ideally, what we need is a world in which there is no fake news, but you can't do that. You can't suppress news or censor it or do anything like that. What's the policy option here?
This is really a challenging issue for the policymakers, but maybe there are some ways to deal with that. One way is clearly education. Educating people to recognize fake news is one way to do that. There is a systematic pattern in the way fake news are written. Informing them about this way of writing the news could be helpful. That's one way. People in artificial intelligence and machine learning are developing algorithms to be able to detect fake news among all the news that the algorithm receive. Although it may well be the case that these tools, these AI tools, are hacked by some hackers and they instruct them to tell that some fake news are indeed true. So that can happen. Maybe another approach, which is more like an economic approach, would be to provide incentives to platforms and news providers to use fact checkers. That could be done through subsidizing the use of fact checkers or taxing the release of fake news. But yeah, that could be one way to do that. But my guess is that the best way to do it is really through education. And people need to be educated to that, especially because they spend more and more time on social medias, which are big providers of fake news.
As we spend more time on social media, it seems that there is more and more and are more professionally produced fake news than ever. If this continues to be a problem, is it going to become a permanent drag on the economy?
If nothing is done and the problem is not properly tackled, yes, I mean, that will happen. Especially because we are not talking about the fake news about this star or that politician. Now, that can be fake news that are released by some governments or some companies in order to affect the market. So this could have big consequences. But there is hope because now the policymakers are alerted by the problem. So, for example, in the 2024 World Economic Forum, the problem of fake news is considered to be one of the major challenges that the economies will face in the next few years. Policymakers like Christine Lagarde, for example, is really aware of the fact. In a recent speech, she was alerting the policymakers of the world that it's really a big concern, even for central bankers. Clearly, the problem will be addressed at some point. Now, the question is, with what technology can we do that? Probably in the longer run, we will find something. In the shorter run, it's not so sure.
Fabrice, thank you.
Thank you so much, Tim.
The paper is called From Buzz to Bust, How Fake News Shapes the Business Cycle. And the authors are Tiziana Asensa, Fabrice Collard, Patrick Fev, and Stephanie Huber. It is discussion paper 18912 at CEPR.
This has been a Vox Talk from the Center for Economic Policy Research. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and review us wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be helping your colleagues and friends to find our episodes. Next week on Vox Talks, what happens when you reduce the stigma of depression?